You know what the scripture says about being mature? God wants us to be mature. I know we heard about it. Where's my wife this morning? On the way in, we were listening to this one sermon, and it was just about being mature. God wants to mature his children, right? And we're his children, and he wants us to be mature and not to be still on liquid food, but he wants to start eating solid food. So how does he build that in us so we would start eating solid food? To mature us, that we would desire to be adults and not little kids. And to actually say, Lord, I'm having difficulty trusting you. I'm having difficulty understanding your word, but I thank you that you're going to speak to me through your word. I kind of want to talk about character today, shortly. And God really wants us to mature. Oh, here it is. Ephesians 3 says, 3:17, it says, may Christ through your faith, 3:17, Ephesians 3:17. So it says, may Christ through your faith dwell. I really want Christ to dwell in my life. In the Amplified, it puts in brackets, settle down, abide, allow him to make his permanent home in your life. In your hearts, you may be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love. In verse 18 says that you may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp. That's the thing, to apprehend and grasp what the Word of God is saying. It takes maturity. You know, I try and do devotions with my kids, and sometimes it goes over their head because they're not apprehending or they don't grasp it because it's too big for them. And sometimes I think as God's children, we want to have all this knowledge, but we don't apprehend or don't even grasp what's being said. And I think even as a teacher or a pastor, sometimes I go over people's heads. So I apologize for that. But you apprehend and grasp with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and depth of it, that you may really come to know practically through experience of for yourselves the love of Christ, which far passes mere knowledge, that you may be filled. We want to be filled by the Spirit. We want to be filled with the Word of God so we could actually grow unto the fullness of God. Lord, fill us today. Lord, help us to comprehend and abide in your word. Father, let your truth sink into our hearts, not be head knowledge, but actually heart knowledge. And Lord, that you grow us and teach us. And Lord, help us to be teachable and dependent on you more and more. And so I was doing my homework this week, and this really spoke to me about growing in godly character. How many of us need to grow in godly character? Right? I think all of us do. God wants us to grow in his godly character so that we can fulfill our potential and become what he wants us to become. That our lives would reflect more of his character in our lives. It's amazing what is revealed at home about our character. Behind closed doors. In church, we put on this other character. And we think, oh, look at how, we have it all together. But sometimes we don't have it all together. So sometimes we fake it and make it. But God wants us to not to fake it any longer, but to become more mature. Proverbs 24:16, I think that's on the screen, says, so Proverbs 24:16 says, for a righteous man may fall seven times and rise again. Rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity. Next. Oh, there we go. Okay. So, how many of us fall? We fall. If we say we never fall, we never sinned, then we're calling God a liar and the truth is not in us. John 1 John talks about that. So we fall, but we confess our sins. We get right with God. Say, Father, forgive me for sinning today. So perseverance. That scripture is talking about perseverance. For a righteous man may fall seven times and rise again. So it's talking about perseverance, that we don't just give up. Perseverance is part of a growing in godly character. So we don't desire to live in sin. We don't desire to sin. And we're not going to allow, when we sin, to defeat us. We say, Father, forgive me for sinning. Forgive me for not allowing your... Forgive me for allowing my sinful nature to have its way. Lord, I desire to have your character and to walk in your holiness and your righteousness. So we have a pursuit of looking and responding to Jesus. That's our pursuit, is looking and responding to Jesus to say, Holy Spirit, I know Psalm 139 talks about, search me, O Lord, know my heart, know if there's any anxious things in me. Psalm 139, just a beautiful passage. And I really... we ask the Lord to search our hearts and try me and know my thoughts and see if there's any wicked or hurtful way in me. It's actually humbling ourselves before the Lord, saying, Lord, coming to you. Lord, I don't want to be proudful. I don't want to be prideful. But Lord, I desire you to search my heart. Reveal anything in my heart that might be hindering you to work fully in my life, that I could be your hands and feet and to be useful for your kingdom, to fulfill the plans and purpose that you have for my life. To have that desire, persevere, even though we fall. And in Proverbs says, get back up again. Proverbs 24:16 says, get back up again, right? And he says, perseverance marks the righteous. Even though we fail, the righteous will get back up again. Because it's God that's lifting us back up. The righteous pursuit, God's children's pursuit, should be a desire of living a holy and righteous life. To be responding to the Lord, responding to the Holy Spirit. Am I pursuing a godly character? Pursuing godly character doesn't just happen. It must be pursued. Am I desiring to pursue a godly character? I say, like in Galatians 5:16, it says, but I say, walk and live in the Holy Spirit. Being responsive, responding to the control and guided by the Holy Spirit, then you will certainly not gratify the cravings and desires of the flesh. Am I doing that? To put off the things of this flesh, to put off the lustful desires, to put off the selfishness, put off things that do not glorify the Lord. Is that my desire? Am I pursuing to live a holy and righteous life before the Lord? Jesus has given us the Holy Spirit to enable us, empower us to live holy lives. Abide in him so that we become more like Jesus. In 1 Peter chapter 5, it says, humble yourselves. Verse 6, it says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you, casting your whole care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all, on him. He cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Be well-balanced, tempered, sober-minded, be vigilant and cautious at all times, that your enemy, the devil, roams around like a lion, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Withstand him, be firm in faith. So be rooted and established, strong, immovable, knowing that the same sufferings that are appointed to your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of grace, whom imparts all blessings and favor, whom has called you to his own eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself complete and make you what you ought to be. To make you complete, he's maturing us. And so he wants us to be matured in godly character, to establish and ground you securely and strengthen you and settle you. That's why he wants us to grow in godly character, so that we be matured, growing in maturity, to be established and secured and strengthened. So let your character be the foundation of Christ. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the things which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. This is the desire for the Lord, is for us to grow in godly character. So he wants us to grow in godly character. So he has a calling upon our lives. God calls us to live for him. He's calling us into a ministry. And so in order to move into a ministry, he desires his godly character traits to manifest and to grow and to be matured in us. So when he calls us, he gives us giftings which enable us to carry out his call upon our lives. So God gives us a calling, he gives us gifts to enable us to carry out his calling. Then when we're in the body of Christ, the church comes and confirms your calling and gifting. And even the church comes alongside and helps you to mentor you and stir at your gifting. It's a form of protection and also accountability. That's why it's so important to be part of a God-believing, a church that is founded and rooted in the Word of God. So you could become more mature, to grow in the calling, to be confident, and also be accountable. Accountability is huge. You know, it is possible to be very talented and gifted, but lack in character. So character is who you are. It builds trust with others. Without godly character, you will not move in the calling that God has for you. Character is important. Without godly character, you cannot move in the calling, because nobody will want to be around you. If you don't want to walk in holiness and righteousness, people will see right through that. So in 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, it says, but the Lord said to Samuel, look not at his appearance or at the height of his stature, for I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as a man sees, for man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. So the Bible uses the word heart to describe our innermost thoughts and motives and attitudes. So it's the heart that God looks at. It's the character he looks at. How do we live? How do we act? Are we growing and being transformed day in and day out by the Holy Spirit? So ask the Holy Spirit, which character trait in your life needs to be changed? You know, ingrained bad behavior forms and becomes a character trait. So if you continually to lie, pretty soon you start continuing to lie without even knowing it because it comes part of your character. If you're stingy and you continue to be cheap, you become more and more stingy. But if you become if you're very generous, you give from the heart, you become more generous. If you become less character trait being built. So to grow in godly character, we confess and repent to the Lord, even to one another. It is a sign of humility. So when I repent of the things, how I've done, I get right with God, and if I have offended somebody, I get right with them. I go to them and say, you know what, forgive me. Forgive me for not behaving a certain way. And that shows humility. So the reasons why we grow and desire to grow in godly character. Godly character makes us fruitful in this lifetime, allowing the Lord's vision, his mission and purpose and goals to shape our life. That's why he wants us to grow in character, his character, so we become fruitful in this life. Character also, godly character affects the outcome of our prayers. Prayer is a fundamental discipline. So when we desire to grow in godly character, we will desire to pray more. We want to get into the prayer room and pray more and more all the time. Prayer needs to be priority in our life, developed as a pattern. It's a pattern of our life. It's what we go to when we get into any kind of situation. We pray. There is always pressing issues in our life. Prayer is vital. Communion with the Father is key. The scripture says, seek, knock, and ask. God wants us to grow. By praying, we're seeking the Lord. Say, Lord, I desire to grow in this character. Lord, I desire to be used by you. Lord, open up my eyes to see the truth. Lord, search my heart. Prayer is getting in line with the Lord. Growing in character makes us desire to become more like Christ. Character keeps us from falling from the faith. So growing in godly character helps us from not falling away from the faith. It helps us to stay in the faith when we desire to grow in godly character. Character qualifies us for ministry. We must be above reproach, self-controlled, sensible, and well-behaved. Character reveals Christ to others, so the fruit of the Spirit is revealed to others. Christ's fruit, his character, is being manifest through us. Character determines our heaven reward. Godly character is an important part of God's plan. Grow your thoughts, taking captive every thought that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. Your emotions and your attitudes and your speech and your behavior. It should be a desire for that to be changed and become more like Christ. So, how do we initiate godly character to grow in our lives? Well, we ask the Lord, Lord, search my heart. Lord, what character trait or is not pleasing to you? So pick a character trait. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal that to you and write it down. And pray for that trait. Pray about that trait.
And what trait is it, Lord, that you want to grow in my life? Lord, do you want me to grow in my thoughts? Lord, do you want to help me to grow in my emotions and my attitudes? Lord, do you want to help me to grow in my speech? Lord, do you want me to grow in behaviors? Lord, do you want to have me to grow in motives? Lord, what do you want to grow in me? You know, it is possible to be very talented and gifted, lack godly character. We see that. Character is so important in the life of a believer. Character is so important. Sometimes we don't want to take the time to grow in character. So we continue to renew our mind by meditating on eternal things. And then identify a time when you failed and listen in prayer for practical steps. Also to continue to grow in godly character, we confess any bitterness or offense we may have as the Holy Spirit leads us. The Holy Spirit will reveal any bitterness or offense. And then receive inner healing and deliverance and freedom from harmful family patterns. And we will be doing a set free course. And we'll be asking the Holy Spirit to search our hearts and reveal anything that needs to be dealt with in our lives from our past, from our family line that we may not be aware of. And to grow in godly character, we need to have a prayer partner. Somebody who we could be accountable to. Someone that we could trust. And to grow in godly character, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And we also need to apply the Word of God, memorizing, and to being be doers of God's Word, but not just hearers of His Word. To grow in godly character, we need to keep in step with the Holy Spirit. So we need to be in step with the Holy Spirit, to grow in those aspects takes time. I praise God for His sanctification, that He continues to work in our lives, and He continues to purify us. And when we meet Him in the air, we get our glorified body, and that's when we become perfect. Our glorified body, we will never sin again. As a believer through this life's time, we need to die to self, to grow in character, to grow in godly character. Galatians 6:4 says, "But let everyone carefully scrutinize and examine and test his own conduct and his own work. He can then have the personal satisfaction and joy of doing something commendable without boastful compromise with his neighbor." So scrutinize and examine and test your character, asking the Holy Spirit to reveal anything, asking Him to examine you. Even your close friends will say, perhaps you're not living, or this certain character needs to be dealt with. That's why we need to be accountable to one another. How relationship with other believers, to pray with others, to encourage one another to continue to run this race that the Lord has set us in, continue to grow, to be developed. So as we go through the next month, my hope is that we ask the Holy Spirit to search us, and that we don't confuse intellectual growth with spiritual growth in godliness. Let's grow in godly character, not just in being intellectually smart, but also allowing the Word of God to penetrate our heart, to search us, to reveal anything in our lives that need to be dealt with, so that we could grow in the calling that the Lord has for us, to be useful, to allow the life of Christ to be manifest through us, and that we could be in step with Him. So Lord, I pray that you continue to search us today. Lord, that you would help us to grow in godly character. Lord, that you would test us you would reveal, you would scrutinize us. Help us, Lord, to be yielded to you, yielded to other members in the body of Christ to grow in godly character. Lord, help us not to be offended when a brother comes to us and desires to help us to grow in a certain character flaw, to help us to grow not in that flaw, but Lord, to help us to grow in godly character so we do not operate in that ungodly character trait any longer, but to be developed in your character more and more all the time so that we can abide in you, that we could be fruitful, that, Lord, that we could grow into the men and women that you desire us to become. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.